Well, hello again. It's that time of year when Janet Training managed to persuade me, without the aid of a bottle of wine, to do a little podcast telling you a little bit about what to expect at this year's Network Shop. Here we are, about to travel to Keele University for Network Shop 41. We're absolutely delighted that this year we're already oversubscribed with 328 delegates registered and speakers, and the exhibition, we are very fortunate to have had 41 companies, book stands, and they've been fully booked since before Christmas. So it's all very encouraging, and we're very pleased and looking forward to seeing as many of you as possible at the event. Keele University, set in the semi-rural countryside near to Stoke-on-Trent. We've laid on buses to meet you from Stoke-on-Trent station. Obviously, look at your joining instructions and the conference guide for details of those times. We have a number of additional sessions this year. We've got the Moonshot pilot workshop on the Monday. Some people are going to that who are staying on for Network Shop, but it also has some people who are just going to the Moonshot pilot workshop. We are anticipating an improvement in the weather. The latest weather reports indicate warmer conditions from Tuesday onwards, which will help us. Keele University campus is semi-rural. It is quite hilly, and so I, for one, will be very grateful if we don't have to carry umbrellas and rain macks round with us. The University of Keele are used to hosting large conferences, and we are optimistic that they will make sure that you're well cared for during your time at Network Shop 41. The food, by reputation, is good. The accommodation, you'll be pleased to know, the beds this year will be three-quarter size beds, not the normal tiny single beds. So we hope that those of us with a larger figure will find that more comfortable. The one thing I should perhaps alert you to is the fact that currently the bedrooms do not have wireless networking. They are looking to roll that out, but unfortunately the timing of our conference means that it's not likely to be in place for this event. But there will be wired connectivity, and obviously EduRoam on the main campus for all the meeting rooms will be there for you to make use of, and we hope you will. There will be a help desk, so any technical issues with your own devices and your ability to access the network provision, there will be people from Keele to help you there in the central area around the in the Chancellor's building. We have 97 people who've registered for the EduRoam seminar on the Tuesday morning, so we're pleased about that, and we hope that you will find that beneficial. On the Tuesday, once the sessions are underway, and please note the opening session, the Vice-Chancellor, Professor Nick Foskett, will be giving the opening welcome at 2:15 on the Tuesday afternoon. After the sessions have closed, there will be the exhibitor drinks reception, and we really hope that you'll take advantage of this. It's being hosted this year by EasyNet. We're very grateful for their sponsorship, and that will run from 5:30 till 6:30. There will be some overlap with the BOFs, but we hope you manage to come out of your session in the afternoon and maybe have a quick drink before going into a BOF session. The evening meal will be available from 6:30, and then we have our very own quizmaster, Robert Prabuki, Customer Engagement Manager, who will be chairing the bar quiz in Le Café Bar at 9:00. So get your teams together, give yourselves a wacky name and have a go, and we hope, we're hopeful that we'll have some good prizes courtesy of our exhibitors that we can offer to the winning team. Then on the Wednesday, we've got a full programme with keynote and parallel sessions and exhibitor presentations, which we hope you'll make full use of. Obviously, the exhibitors will be there to chat to you during the breaks. And then again, BOF sessions, and then the conference dinner in the evening. This year, we have a drinks reception sponsored by Data Integration. Again, we're very grateful for their sponsorship for the drinks reception prior to the conference dinner. Our after-dinner speaker is going to be John Culshaw. Well, you know, I'm so delighted we've got him coming because I really thought I was going to have to do my own impersonations and that would have been terrible for you. So we're absolutely thrilled to have John Culshaw. So you can see why you've been saved from a dreadful fate that had he not been able to perform for us, I might have had to step in at the last minute and you'd have sat there scratching your heads to think, what is this woman going on about? Anyway, we're very pleased, and he's going to participate in the conference dinner itself, which is a real bonus too. And then obviously on the Thursday morning, it's the final sessions, and during the final break, just like to highlight that there will be the awards ceremony. If you've entered any competitions during that workshop, competitions that are being run by the exhibitors, the prize giving will be announced in the exhibition areas during that Thursday morning break. So really, all it remains for me to do is wish you safe journeys. If you're listening to this before you get to Net Workshop, and if you're listening to it once you've got to Net Workshop, welcome. And we really hope that you will get as much out of Net Workshop as possible. Don't forget to complete your feedback form. There'll be an online version and a paper version. We really do try and listen to what you say and try and use the comments that you make for the following year. And of course, next year we'll be at Leeds. So Net Workshop 42, Leeds, 1st to the 3rd of April, 2014. Thank you.
This recording was brought to you by Janet Training. Further information is available on our website at www.ja.net/training.